Hi, I'm Aunt Zelda.
And I'm me.
And I'm Sweet Caroline.
you're listening to Aunt Zelda and me and the Bachelor and the Bachelorette.
And we have Uncle Floyd.
And Uncle Floyd. And creative director. Copywriter.
He's
and producer.
Producer,
Not
editor. I'm editing it. Staying up.
I thought you were chief content officer.
I am chief
CCO.
The CCO.
CCO.
He's all the CEOs.
The cuckoo.
He's
and
the cuckoo.
That is for sure.
Dylan is gradually giving in to the fact that I'm a major player in the show, and that if I walk,
Nobody talks.
About every single episode, Uncle Floyd's lawyer negotiates his contract and says, you know, if Uncle Floyd walks right now, it's not going to be a show. And we have to up his contract by $100,000 an episode.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Uncle Floyd,
I have to tell you something. I'm into that.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, it's coming
maybe
out
of... Maybe we can landscape our terrace.
It's who creates the edge? Who creates the clients? And who creates the show?
Who booked me?
Uncle Floyd booked Caroline.
It's crazy. What do you do?
I'm not doing anything. I'm literally, all I'm saying is...
Dylan sets up the mics.
Oh, yeah,
the
I
editor,
set up,
you're the editor.
I'm the editor. I set
in
up
a couple
the mics.
Of weeks, you'll be off the show. Probably in New York.
It's true.
Right.
Yeah, actually.
Did Uncle Floyd book your trip?
Uncle Floyd booked my trip strategically so he could take over.
And so it'll be Uncle Floyd with Aunt Zelda.
Aunt Zelda and Uncle. It'll just be called Uncle Floyd and Aunt Zelda.
Maybe Uncle Floyd and wife.
Uncle Floyd and wife and the
wife.
Bachelor and the Bachelorette.
The way they did it in the 1900s.
Oh, God.
I like it, though, because Aunt Zelda has the brains and the experience of the franchise to
bring
to it.
You're ready.
Which
you're
is
ready.
Crucial.
Then
and that you can't recreate.
And Uncle Floyd has
brain.
The talent.
You hear that? Brain.
Aunt Zelda has the brain. She's steering the ship. Uncle Floyd has the talent.
Like the Titanic.
Yes. The Titanic. It's like the Titanic.
Floyd's got the look.
He got the look.
You know.
He got the
my
look.
Long hair is coming back.
Dude, it's wait.
Yeah,
it's,
once you go to Europe and he has the man bun.
He's gonna Uncle Floyd's,
no shot
Uncle
for
Floyd's
you.
Getting a man bun.
Hold
hey,
on. That's
crazy.
So? No, I'm saying that in like hey, can we clap for it or something? Yeah.
I will send autograph pictures of myself to
thank
the right
God.
People. Dylan, I want you to keep track of my fans.
Who are the right... Oh, okay, those are the right people. The fans are the right people.
Right. That's what makes it go. That's what makes the show.
That's what makes it go.
And
that's what makes the show. All right.
Is that your tagline?
I guess it is now.
Floyd is into rhyming.
He's into rhyming.
It.
Wait, Enzo, you don't... You can't just clean up in the middle of the podcast. The microphone's picking up
every crinkle of that bag. I'm sorry.
Those were the soft rumblings from our audience members.
Yeah,
that's right.
The audience members were cheering.
They're excited.
They were cheering. Also, Aunt Zelda, you're coming in today fresh off of surgery.
Yeah.
And you're still, you're
so devoted.
You're so devoted.
Well, I have listeners, my fans. I cannot let them
go. I popped her with pills and said, go on.
That's a real producer.
And
that's a good producer.
A Bloody Mary.
And a Bloody Mary.
And some Oxy. So I'm fine.
Okay, the thing about
she's
that is all of that was true.
Right.
The Oxy and the Bloody Mary were both true. She's on a nice little cocktail ride right now.
I am feeling pain still, so you can imagine.
Feeling pain, but also probably in the best headspace out of all of us on this podcast right now.
I don't know about that.
This is the most exciting show of all of them.
This is it.
Women together.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
Saying,
yes, that's right.
You're saying the
hell
most
yeah.
exciting episode.
Right.
And the same episode. What would the vice president say?
He'd be very upset.
He'd put them into some kind of reformation camp or
yeah.
something.
Oh, my God.
Transformation.
What do you think? What do you
he
think?
He would send them to a psychological therapist. A therapist who would deal with this problem.
Who have to set them straight. Quote,
yeah.
Quote.
Very funny.
I've heard some really bad... I've heard some... Yeah.
The brains of the I'm telling you.
She's crushing it already. Yeah, I've heard he would definitely be against this TV show.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't think about that.
But Trump is going out in favor of the gay movement.
Wait, is he? Is that a thing? Did he like switch?
I feel like I saw that too.
Really?
I heard that somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's like, that's
once
like.
Once he found out how many votes that could bring him.
Yeah, he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm down with that too.
He was like, I'm partially gay.
Mike Pence is like, wait. Right. Yeah, exactly. He's like, well, I'm gay too. Like,
he said, I could get pussy and I could get.
Dick.
And I don't care.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
They'll
probably say I could get anything.
He said something about grabbing him by the dick.
Oh, very good.
He's like, yeah, you know, when you're famous, they let you grab them by the dick.
Right.
Okay.
A tricky dick?
Now, tricky dick was Richard Nixon before your time.
Right. There's actually, I saw recently pins from the Nixon campaign.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of the pins said things like, I'm with Dick.
Right.
And like, we love Dick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like, things like that, which is like really funny. Like,
was the beginning of the gay movement.
It was the beginning of the gay movement. It might have been on Reddit under the subreddit that's like, didn't age well or something like that. And it's like a bunch of Richard Nixon campaign pins.
Well, let's hit this gay topic right now.
What's that?
So, Dylan, if your girlfriend would have a girlfriend...
This was on my talking points, yes.
How would you feel? Would that upset you a little bit? And say, I haven't decided between you or her.
If my girlfriend had a girlfriend?
Right.
Well,
I'd say, Dylan, I have a little problem.
I'd be upset because she's my girlfriend and she's dating someone else.
Okay,
so, like,
even further, though, if you're... girlfriend or even someone that like you're hooking up with or that you care about, in this case Dylan as a female, or yeah, for you like hooking up with or dating a female, would you consider it cheating if you guys are exclusive or exclusively dating if she hooked up with another girl,
if she did it without talking to me first,
without your permission?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a permission.
Your permission.
It's, no. Oh, you made a smacking. Oh, no.
No, she did not ask your permission, and she went ahead and had a lesbian affair.
Yes, of course. I mean, if she didn't ask my permission, it's like we're dating. I would say if you're dating, it's not.
It doesn't matter who you're.
Yeah.
Else you're dating.
If
you're in a committed relationship.
You're in a committed relationship.
But do you really think that you would react the same? I have no idea, so this is why I'm curious. Do you think that you would be as mad or have the exact same reaction if she hooked up with a guy versus a girl?
Yes, I mean...
Would you be understanding more if it was a guy?
Would
you ask different questions? Like, if she, you know, like, if it was a drunken makeout... I feel like that can happen really casually with girls.
Right,
so
but if she was drunkenly making out with a guy, I'd probably be more upset. You're right. Like,
no,
I don't
but
know.
That's
probably
nothing.
Would.
This is why
make out. That's not. That doesn't mean anything. She has a relationship that really means something to her, and it means something to her so much that she gave up this hot guy.
Yeah.
For this hot girl.
But that's not what they're asking though. What they're asking is something totally. It's basically like, would I be as upset if she cheated on me, but it was with a girl? Would I be more upset or would I be less upset than if it was with a guy? And I think I would be the same, because I think cheating is cheating, and like it's not necessarily like, I don't think that, you know, if you're in a committed relationship, like what you were saying before, Anselda, like you need that communication, and you would need that permission. Otherwise, it's like, it's a committed relationship.
Permission, it's a fact. Either you accept it or you don't.
I think permission...
It's not permission.
Permission has a negative connotation, right? But like, look...
And understanding.
If I wanted to go hook up with a guy or a girl, right? If I wanted to go have sex with another guy or a girl other than my girlfriend, like, the right thing to do would be to go to my girlfriend first and say, hey, I want to do this. And then if she says, yeah, that's fine with me, then it's like, okay, then that's permission, right? But if she says, no, it's not, then I have to weigh the...
Well, wait a minute. Why are you asking?
Because I'm in a committed relationship.
Yeah, but you don't have to ask. You can say, this is what I want to do. And
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And I will
if,
do it.
That's what I'm saying. If I go up to her and I say, I want to hook up with this person.
Yeah.
You're her blessing.
It's a blessing, right? I mean, maybe blessing doesn't have... Blessing and permission are the same thing.
Yeah.
I agree.
Permission has a...
The word permission has a negative connotation, right? It's like you're...
You're controlling and yeah.
Exactly. But I mean, it is the same thing. If you're in a committed relationship, you need that blessing, right? And, like, if they...
Not necessarily.
You do, because if you don't have that blessing, then you just did something to break the trust in that relationship.
I think even if you get the blessing, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, I don't know.
I think
if I told you I was having an affair with a man, you'd be understanding?
Yes, I would. And you can have all my clothes, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for me or for him?
Whoever.
But I do think the interesting point is that a full-on affair I can see as being similar, but I do feel like females a lot of times will, like, drunkenly make out, or people will put pressure, or like it'll be a joking thing and it's not serious. That's why I'm curious from a straight male perspective of, would you perceive that as the same as her saying, you know what, I went out last night, I feel really weird about it, I made out with a girl, versus
that's
I ended
different.
Up making out with a guy at a bar.
Oh, well.
So I think that...
I see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying. I think also, so this is, so first of all, like usually we talk about like the actual show, like, up at the front.
Right.
And we just, like, fucking jumped into it. Uncle Floyd came out
with... I have so many questions.
I want to wake up the audience.
Uncle Floyd, you came out with this hot-ass question.
Well, the thing is, it relates
oil.
To the show.
It does. It relates to the show.
You
got to
wake up the audience.
You're right. You're right. All right. So I think that a big part about this is that...
You want panda?
No, go ahead.
I think a big part about this is that there's also a double standard here. Like, it's less socially acceptable for two guys to hook up than 100%. It is for two girls to hook up.
Right.
And that's because we live in a patriarchy where men, like, have, like, this sexual fantasy
really?
Of,
it
like,
is?
Two women hooking up. Yeah.
Yes!
I didn't think that.
You know,
I think so.
I thought it was
the
not
director,
acceptable.
Okay, this is not a joke. The director and the producer picked two women together. He did not pick... two men together.
It's a very, it's a very sharp criticism.
That.
You're right. That's a very sharp, like, critique and, like, analysis.
How astute.
It's very
astute. I'm sharp and astute.
You know, pretty soon you're gonna.
Anybody makes it up to Cuckoo.
It's true. Right. It's true. Pretty soon, Uncle Floyd, you're gonna also be the smart one on this podcast, and it's not gonna be Uncle Floyd and wife. It's just gonna be Uncle Floyd.
I let you feel good.
It's just gonna be Uncle Floyd talking into a microphone by himself, like, for 45 minutes.
The studio would be empty.
So
none, of my assistants.
You'd have your peace of mind. That'd be it.
Right.
Well,
let's get back to the show.
All right. Guys, we came out hot.
Yeah.
Holy cannoli.
That was a burning question of mine.
It was. I think everybody's wondering that, right?
I think the big thing with Demi and Christian is that obviously Derek reacted so responsibly and just beautifully.
Derek's reaction
to it.
Was unreal.
Yeah, like what we were saying during the actual show, he's just getting flooded with DMs
seems
right
like
now.
Such
people
an
are.
Guy.
He is the biggest bachelor right
so
now
upsetting.
In New York. Yeah.
Or maybe he could be the bachelor, the next bachelor.
We need to get to that.
I also have a question about that. Is that how this show works? Like, they like. Is this, like, just, like, a kind of, like, people, like, go on the show, then whoever's, like, super popular, they're like, all right, let's, like, cherry-pick that person to be the bachelor.
Yes, because they just need to drive viewership. So if they just plucked out someone random, like that guy Christian who got whatever, people actually aren't going to tune on.
Yeah.
So there's obviously going to be some criticism. Like, for me, I really didn't like Colton as a choice, but they obviously could tell enough from social listening and certain
that,
things
like,
that people liked him and that people were still going to, you know, there's always going to be people that are like,
yeah.
Oh, it's Hannah B. I'm not going to tune in, but then they have a record-breaking season again.
Yeah, they
so
do
they
tune
just
in.
Need to get someone that
yeah, you're right.
You know, is likable enough, which I don't think that Derek was, but I think after this episode, he should absolutely be in the running.
I mean, I think Derek, I think he is for sure now. If he wasn't likable enough before, also like to be such a upstanding guy in this type of situation, and then like it's just like we're all rooting for him. I think at this point, right?
Yeah, we want him to meet someone who loves him. Just him, not anyone else.
We all want him to meet someone who loves... You know, he said this thing... He said this thing of, like, where everybody... It's like, the same rejection that he's always gotten.
Oh, this
like,
was a question
you're a great guy.
Just getting...
My heart just is with someone else.
Padded with compliments.
Padded with compliments. And I gotta say that I've never been told that. In a breakup.
Wait, seriously?
I don't know, like, hey, man, you're a great guy. I just don't see this.
I feel like every person I've broken up with, I give thousands of compliments until I'm finally like, it's not. And then I have to give whatever like bullshit
like,
reason.
I mean, I think that's the way
you hear that, all her exes.
Which is
so how do they break up? Say, You're an asshole. I'm done with you.
No, I wish that I've been very blessed because I've dated a lot of really great guys. So I wish that I would have the opportunity to be like, you cheated on me, so it's obviously over. Or for this reason, like,
that
you, like,
sure.
yelled at me at the bar for, like, whatever asshole the move that they did, I could point to that. But honestly, I've dated a lot of amazing guys where I was frustrated. Like, why am I not there?
Yeah.
I could, like, this is everything that I want. On paper, they're great. Like, so many things. But they obviously, I mean...
So
I feel like that's the biggest problem with the franchise.
Basically,
like,
what you
have only
to say,
have,
it's me, it's not
yeah,
you.
You only have a few matches, and they ultimately weren't my match. So then, but it sucks because being on the other side, I totally get why Derek and every other person who's been in this situation is like, what did I do? When you, and then it seems like such bullshit to be like, you literally could not have done anything else. I don't know why I'm not connecting with you. I'm just not.
So...
And that's what I had as one of my questions.
She connected with him, but she connected with someone else more.
Being on the other side, like, is there anything else that you would want to hear?
Which side is the other side?
As the person as the person who's being dumped.
Right.
Do you just want to, like, hear that, I really wish that I was there, this is frustrating for me too, but...
No.
It's not the match?
I think it's just a rip the Band-Aid off kind of thing. Like, I don't think that... I don't believe in closure. I don't believe that that's a real thing. I don't really believe in explanations.
This is so interesting.
You're gonna be... Because
since we've known each other, you've definitely had situations where you've been dating someone and excited about... And, like, there's been no... She did this, and because of this, I'm ending it?
It's never really been that... Like, so, to go back to before, where, like, no one's ever really been like, hey, you're a great guy, blah, blah, blah.
They say, you're a shit.
That is so funny. It's mainly been like, hey, like, if you don't want to take this to the next level, like, we should end it now.
Yeah.
And, like, honestly, I'm not there. I'm not like, oh, like, I'm feeling this. Like, this is, like, something that I want to explore more, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, yeah, for sure. And that's usually that's usually super hard because, well, you know,
why is it hard?
It's hard because I generally like that person a lot.
But
like,
not as much as they want you to like
them. I like that person a lot, not enough to get into like a long-term relationship with them, but like I really like...
Enough to keep spending time with them.
Yeah, enough to keep spending time with them, be friends with them. Like, I really like that person as a person, which is why I've chosen to spend the past like 2 or 3 months with them, but like...
So what is the best breakup that you've gotten? What is the text?
It's not a text.
I mean, not that, like, I'm saying, what is the actual
content? I was dating this girl about a year and a half ago, or about a year ago, I guess. It was last summer. And we, like, I went away maybe to, like, Colombia or somewhere. I went away, and I came back, and I didn't immediately text her when I came back. And I think I texted her, like, a day or two later. And then we ended up hanging out that week. And we had been seeing each other for like 2 months. And we ended up hanging out that week. And then then when we hung out that week at night, when like things were kind of winding down, she was like, hey, like, can I talk to you? And she was basically like, hey, like, I don't think this is going to work. Like, it doesn't seem like you're into this or that you can meet me like where I kind of like want you to be meeting me.
Oh,
and like,
well, if you waited 2 days to text her,
well, that's what she said.
Amen.
She said, you know, she's like, you know, I was like really angry.
She texted her on the way back on the plane.
Well,
that's a different kind of breakup though, because that's the other side of she wanted you to like her more and give more as opposed to her not being there, you know?
Yeah, you're right. It is. And you're right. I don't know if...
Which is alluding to Katie and Chris, which we need to get to.
Right.
Yeah, we do need to get to that as well. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Like, look, I'm a big believer. I'm a big believer in, like, cut it off. Like, I think that you can be friends later on. I'm friends with, like, a couple of my exes. I'm not friends with, like, the one that I, like...
Her,
like, the most, like, recent one that I dated, like, long term. I'm not friends with her. And the reason is because, like... I don't want to be like,
yeah.
I think that like, you know,
you want to be friends with her?
I don't want to be friends with her because, well, it really hurt. That breakup really hurt. Like 6 months after our breakup, she started seeing another dude and they're still together. And it's like, why? Like, I don't want to be friends with that. Like,
but you broke up because you weren't on the same page.
We weren't in the same page.
Well, you know. That's really the cornerstone of a relationship. It's not so much, like you said, you went out with a lot of great guys. when you're ready, any one of those guys, if they're ready, would probably be fine.
This is like, my mom gives me so much dating advice. She's amazing. And I talk to her so much about my dating life. And my dad, we have like such a strong relationship, but I don't talk to him about dating that much because it's just kind of weird. And the only dating advice he's ever given to me, and he says over and over, is timing is everything. And
it's so true.
It's crazy.
You have to be on the same page.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because the other thing, it's like, look, No doubt. Like I was in love with her. Like I like really loved her.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But like she was 2 years older than me and like we weren't.
And that made a difference.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
When you're like 25, 26 and she's like 28 like 28 going on 29.
That's
different. It's a big,
she's thinking tick tock,
right.
The biological clock.
And I'm thinking like, oh shit, what do I do with my life?
Right.
Right. I'm thinking me and she's thinking us.
Right.
And it's like, that's the thing. It's you have to be on the same page. And you know, it's like, I don't maybe one day I could be friends with her, but like, why?
But why not?
If it's the right time.
You did anything wrong and she didn't do anything wrong.
For sure.
You were just not. At the same place at the same time.
Maybe Dylan was angry with her. The other thing, no, really.
You think she should have stayed with you even
no.
though
you
really
feel
didn't?
You were angry with her, though?
I'm not.
It's also fair to say you can be.
I was hurt, for sure, when she started. When she was dating that guy, I was like, for sure.
Also not be hung up on it, but still be like, I don't know. That just, yeah, would
well,
open
why
that would
dating
open
someone
certain
else?
Wounds and stuff
that?
That.
Why didn't you look for someone else?
I am dating someone else.
No, then.
Because I was still really in love with her and I was like holding out for her. And also like when we broke up, there was this conversation, which it's probably a bullshit conversation, but there was definitely a conversation that was like, you know, like let's check back in a year. And then it's like, because I was like, yo, I need to grow the fuck up. And I did. Like I really needed to grow the fuck up. I needed to get out of that relationship so I could like figure out my shit and
mm-hmm.
grow up. And like, I wanted to check back in a year.
And?
But like she
was
dating
to someone else. Well, hey, that's the
and I was
that's
like,
the
all
risk
right.
you take.
And so I bounced. I left Chicago and I went to New York,
mm-hmm.
which is probably like one of the best decisions of my entire life. But like, I don't know. Like it's just.
And where did you move?
New York, baby.
Hey,
to
140.
Would I move?
You could have been in a shelter or a homeless place.
It's
and
true.
Where did you move? Tell
the
audience.
To the studio, baby. To the studio.
Tell them what they want to hear.
I moved into Uncle Floyd and Aunt Zelda's crib.
Yeah. And how much did you pay?
I did not pay anything.
Oh wait, can I move in here?
Guys, this...
We're
this?
In a beautiful apartment. I live 10 blocks away and am paying way more. And I do not have a terrace.
It's true. It's
Sorry.
True.
So I don't know why...
We moved in here like almost 24 years ago. So.
Oh my God.
All right, guys.
Smart.
We can get back to that, but we do have to talk about the show, but also we got some sponsors. Without the sponsors,
Woo!
This podcast can't exist.
Right.
Thanks,
right.
Floyd, for locking them down.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you so much for recognizing my abilities. So I'm going to go first because everybody wants to hear me, not you. Okay? What do you do when you're 55 years old and you're sick of raising your kids? You don't know what to do with your life. You don't get Social Security. And you've had crying babies all your life. You move into the 55 plus community. I'll tell you what, there is a 55 year old community in every state.
Wow.
What?
Yes.
Every single
every state builds them. And you know what? They don't let bratty kids in.
Oh.
Why?
Okay, I know,
you know you're looking
one of my
at
family
me.
Members ran right away from his three kids to... a place in New Jersey.
Who? What's his name?
He doesn't even tell the address because he doesn't want the bratty kids
oh
to see him or talk to him.
He got rid of the pool, so now no one's visiting.
And now we can't even visit because there's no pool. There's no amenities for me.
You know, I gotta say, this ad feels pretty pointed.
So, I'll tell you what. 55 years, low cost, and you take your last... fucking penny, and you put it into it.
And you don't have to hear crying
and,
rats.
And
yeah, that's
you can
amazing.
Say, I don't want to hear children, I don't want to hear anything. Now there's one in San Francisco, one in California, one in Hawaii. But the best that I've ever visited was New Jersey.
Really?
Really?
Really. no pool to have kids.
That's the only one we
visited. Yeah, that's huge.
And there's a senior citizen center when you get to be 65.
No,
so
they call it the lifestyle
there's
center.
No problem.
Now, you can upgrade.
You call Dylan, he'll hook you up with one of these community centers and get you into the old age geriatric community.
I got every sponsor that Uncle Floyd gets, the sponsor's like, I don't know, call Dylan.
I love how aligned this is with our demographics.
Yeah.
And you know what? I recommend it. Dylan will get you a discount of 15% off if you call this week.
Well, all you youngsters listening to us, this is your future.
There's so many people.
Wait, Uncle Floyd, for our loyal followers in Canada, are they also available internationally?
They're growing like wildfire.
Good God.
And I'll tell you what, the price is going up so quickly. It goes up quickly.
Lock it down now.
The stock market went up.
You 25-year-olds.
Shit, yeah, we got to get on the wait list
it's
now.
For you.
Yeah,
I recommend
that. Invest now.
And I'll tell you what, as soon as I get more checks from them, I'll tell you other addresses.
Sounds great.
Amazing.
Sounds great. Buy, 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 sell, sell, sell. The market is ripe for the 55 and older communities.
Right.
Are there 55 and older communities in New York City? Like, are there just buildings dedicated to people that are 55 and older?
Yeah, there are senior citizen buildings.
Are there?
I'll tell you, one of the members of my family moved there away from this fabulous Mammoth Junction community with
a pole.
With great restaurants and everything.
Yes.
And amenities. But he realized how many children, how many aunts and uncles would visit.
This is the longest ad.
Now, in case they're listening, I don't mean anything personal.
Okay, because it, you know, it did feel very pointed. Very pointed. Okay, we have
some wine while you.
All right, you get some wine. Refill your wine, and Zelda, we got one more ad coming up.
All right.
Coming up right now.
All right. All right. You're emotionally there. You're mentally there. You're financially there. You're ready for the next step. But here's the issue. You smell like a great guy. It happens to the best of us. You shower. You wear deodorant. You wash your clothes. But you can't get rid of the great guy stench until now. Introducing The One. The One is a cologne that fuses with your pheromones.
Yes,
yep.
Nailed it.
Pheromones and repulses everyone except The One. Spray this baby on, walk into a crowd of people, and if he or she is there, ba-boom, you're set for life. If he or she is not, do not want to be in that crowd. It will become very dangerous. This product can make people very angry if they are not The One. And we are not responsible for what happens, but if you do find The One, please leave a review on our website. Speaking of which, head to theone.net and use code ILOVEAUNTZELDA for 10% off of your first bottle.
Wow.
I think this is very apropos for what we were just talking about.
Oh, yeah?
Being The One.
Being The One,
the
match.
And The One who's ready to accept your stench.
Yeah, who wants to accept your stench.
Right.
My wife loves my stench.
Right.
Yeah.
Being on the same page financially and all that stuff.
Totally. My wife loves my stench.
How else do you get married?
No, that's important.
You think, what, liking each other's smell?
Yeah.
Not even, I mean, I wouldn't, like, say, oh, I need to like their smell. But do you think that we used to always joke about when we worked together, I would give him potential deal breakers and scenarios and ask him what he thought about them. So for everybody, Uncle Floyd, I want you to weigh in. You're dating someone, they're amazing, but they smell.
What do they smell like?
Bad. Whatever, like B.O.
They smell like B.O.
Deal
always.
Breaker. Deal
all the time.
Breaker.
Is that a deal breaker? Can you continue the relationship?
No.
The old Dumpsky.
Again, the Dumpsky. You know, some people like other people's B.O.
Well, that's what it's saying. That would be the one.
The pheromones, yeah.
But she's saying that
it smells bad.
It smells bad to you.
To you.
Dude,
so that, obviously you're not on the same page.
That's a deal breaker. I think that's a deal.
Although this is an interesting point. What if you think that your partner this whole time like smells fine, but then you find out from other people that other people think that they smell really bad?
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I feel
matter.
Like that's like the
that's
perfect
the
yeah.
one.
That's when you know that they're the one.
Right.
When no one else likes their smell, but you do.
Well, so what?
When everybody
well,
else has
you
to be
don't
five
have to be afraid
feet away
that someone's
going to
take them away.
That's
so true.
That's literally
that's
the
huge.
Guys, that's literally the cologne. It repulses every single person.
That's what I'm saying. This is that cologne, the one.
I'm sold.
Yeah, I'm sold too. Guys, that's it. What a great sponsor.
Right.
All
right,
hit us up. All right,
guys. I'm hitting you up. All right, here we go. So we talked a lot about
Demi.
We talked about Demi.
I'm going through. Dylan just takes notes throughout the show for us to go back on, and he just has one note that says Katie is so fucking hot.
Dude, Katie is so fucking hot.
Is that a talking point?
That's a talking point for me.
Oh yeah.
Katie's a fucking smoke show, dude.
Okay, wait, because I haven't listened in. Everybody, you go to Paradise, who are you most excited? Who do you want to start a relationship? Who do you A, like, I'm so excited and I want a euphemism, as Aunt Zelda says,
right,
get in the hot tub and talk to them,
right,
aka hook up with them.
Okay.
And who are you actually, like, down to date?
All right, for me, I think excited and date probably would have been...
Also at the beginning of the season, because we've seen, again, like,
yeah.
Blake, I used to be madly in love with, not so much anymore.
Yeah.
So I want to know
bad
initial
news,
reactions.
So this is after their attitudes, too? After
yeah,
their
before and after.
Okay. So, I mean, I think initially, I really like, I think Christina's super hot.
Okay.
She's available.
True.
I see that. I think Christina's
super
hot.
She's also dedicated to dating someone in the franchise.
She's pretty preoccupied with Blake, too, it seems like.
Yeah.
I think Christina's pretty hot.
She says it's a friendship, but...
I think Katie's super hot, and I think...
Oh, you used to like Hannah.
I think Hannah G is super hot, too. Those are the three that I
think...
Oh,
but wait a minute. You loved Nicole for a long time.
Okay.
And I, hot take, did not think Caitlyn was that hot, and I got roasted during the show for that.
I think Caitlyn's pretty hot.
I also think... I think she just weirdly looks like Caitlyn.
Yeah, she does.
Who I don't like that much.
She also looks like Elizabeth Olsen, I think.
Yes, for sure. Okay, Aunt Zelda, who would you... Who, like, are your people?
Oh, I don't know.
Who are you... Yeah.
Also, at the beginning of the season...
Are we talking guys or are we talking girls?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever
you're
into.
Well,
Well, all the rules are broken.
Exactly.
I think... let's see. Any of them Jewish?
Are any of them Jewish?
Oh,
probably Cam.
Oh, no.
No,
I'm not going for him.
As a Jew, let me think about... As a Jew, let me think about the weakest guys there. let's see. Cam,
old Christian,
and also Jordan.
Definitely a Jew with a name like Christian.
Yeah. Let's see.
Fair question.
Who would I? You go next, Floyd, because I'm thinking.
I'm
who would you like out of all those people?
I like the two girls.
Which ones?
Together.
Demi and Christian. All right.
I like that scene.
He likes
the... individually or together?
Together.
And with you, right?
So you...
And with me.
So
and
you,
he wants a treat.
So they don't have
that's
to choose.
Fair.
I'll take them both.
So you wouldn't date them individually.
He
but
only
you,
likes them as a package.
Only date them, yeah. So Uncle Floyd, you are truly a man of modern times.
No, because... They don't have to break apart. I'll just be part of the couple.
Yeah, it's very...
triangle.
It's very progressive of you. Here it was before trying to decide, you know, if my girlfriend were to cheat on me with a guy or a girl, if it'd be an issue. And you're just like, no, just like, now we're a threesome.
Right.
Yeah.
When I was asking, do you think Derek is down for a threesome?
Right, you said
Uncle Floyd was like, make that a note to ask later.
Yeah.
Well, why is Derek not down for a threesome? Well, is Demi...
I think he's traditional.
Is Demi down for a threesome?
I know, Derek is so straight edge and adorable.
I would just take them both. They're both lovely girls. Great body.
That's fair.
And hot.
all right, Aunt Zelda, who do you think? It could be guy or it could be girl. It doesn't matter. I'll choose my guys, too.
Clay is very hot.
Clay
yeah, you were really loving.
I like Clay,
and Zelda was loving Clay
working out.
I think
plus he's been really steady, and
he's very stable.
I think Clay's a butterface.
Yeah, he's just.
No. I agree.
He's not going anywhere. He's in for the count. He's down for the count.
I think he's a butterface, which means Aunt Zelda.
Oh,
do you know what that means?
All butters this
face.
You're so
nice body, but his face, right?
I don't mind his face.
His face is kind of strange.
I don't think he's that good looking.
Well.
His body's good looking, for sure.
Yeah, well, whatever.
That
would be pretty good.
I don't know.
Who are your men?
My men? Who I think the hottest men are.
And again, you go in being like, these are the people that I just really want to hook up with versus...
Okay,
I want to pursue a relationship.
I think
with.
Mike is there.
Mike,
which
yeah,
one? Which end?
Mike.
Both.
Mike's in it. Yeah, Mike would be both like hookup and relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Clay's personality. He's just a nice guy.
Yeah, he's
very secure.
Dylan seems sweet. I like Dylan.
He's like a boy.
Dylan's not hot. He's cute.
Yeah.
So I have this same problem where no girls have ever really called me hot.
Dylan is self-proclaiming himself as cute right now.
Girls would be like, dude, you're very cute.
Wait, this is interesting. I was just asking the guy that I'm seeing right now about this, where I was like, do you think that there's a difference between hot and beautiful? But I guess the same thing for hot, beautiful, and cute.
I think cute.
So what do you say?
He said yes.
So what do you say you are?
He didn't say. I didn't pressure him enough to... That's a good...
All right, is he listening tonight?
Like,
he better say hot and beautiful.
Is he listening tonight?
Wow, is that even... Is that possible?
He was
yes,
like, you're
is.
Hot.
Is he
I'm going to follow
is
up.
Is he listening?
Well, he can't listen right
well, if
now.
He doesn't say
but
it.
I'm going to make
listen?
Him listen tomorrow right. morning.
If he doesn't say it... Dumb
he's
ski.
Out.
Right. Dumb ski.
Wow. Bless.
He's like, you're hot, you're beautiful, you're
but
so...
But can you be both?
You're such a great...
Can you be both?
Yes.
You're such a great person. Anyway.
But I'm not on the same page.
Yeah,
I know, but
page.
You're not
exactly.
the match. That's literally...
I mean, that's...
That's exactly what I said.
I know. But...
And like, you're the best person I've ever dated, and I don't know why, but...
Yeah.
I can't.
I have like... Now, like...
You're too perfect. I've heard that
yes,
one.
Yes,
yeah, you're too perfect.
Yeah, it's so
okay,
mean.
And I'm not ready.
That's fucking weird. Too
yeah.
perfect is weird.
Yeah.
I'm not ready is just, like, straight up honest. I do think... It is a cliche to say, it's not you, it's me. But, like...
It's true, though.
It's
true. So true.
It's true.
It is annoying that that has, again, gotten a negative connotation when actually I think it's completely legitimate where...
It is.
Looking back, I couldn't... Even though my dad has always said, like, timing's everything... In the past relationships where I've been most frustrated about, again, like, why can't I get there? This is, like, someone who's so great and I should be extremely excited about. And then now I look back and, again, I was telling Anzelda and I'm
yeah.
Floyd. I'm from Boston. I moved here kind of recently. And that was something that I never in my wildest dreams thought I would end up in New York and have had the best year of my life here and love it so
exactly,
much. Exactly,
you
happy.
Red Sox fan.
And so they clearly hate the Yankees over here.
Oh, never. I was born in the Bronx.
But right. I feel like in hindsight, I've like been meant to be here, and even though I couldn't see that in the years growing, like that's why certain things didn't
blinded.
Work out, yeah,
right.
in order for me
yeah.
to get here. Even
yeah.
though at the time I was like, no, I'm ready for a relationship. Like work
weren't.
Is going well,
right.
other things, whatever.
Right.
I'm
yeah.
not hung up on it. Like I've had closure. I'm like in the headspace. So it was frustrating when I was like, timing is everything, but this feels like the right time. So what's going on?
But it wasn't.
But then actually, yeah, it definitely wasn't.
Right. Right.
Huh. That's interesting. Damn, that gave me a lot to think about. All right, let's bring it back. So,
okay.
All right, so Chris and Katie, right?
Yes.
Wow, right? Like, it's just like, so Chris, so Jen, this girl Jen comes,
but
right?
But Chris was very open. He said,
wait,
I
have
want-
to explain the
okay,
situation.
Okay.
We have to recap
okay.
the viewers.
All right.
Okay, so Jen comes in. She's new. She asks.
Everybody, Jen Saviano, Ben Higgins season.
Okay.
Bachelor in Paradise. With Nick Biel.
So she asks Chris to go
you
to
know
talk.
Even more than me.
She asks Chris to talk, and Katie says, yeah, yeah, please, like, go talk.
No, but leading up to it, this was the crucial conversation because I think this is so interesting, and I've definitely done this, and I feel like this happens a lot. Before Jen even shows up, they know that another girl is, like, coming to the beach, whatever, on this day. Chris tells Katie, I really like you. Kind of gives her that security, but not enough for her to feel 100% comfortable. But he clearly was like, I like you, but like, where are you at? And then was waiting for her to then lead the conversation even more into, I really like you. I don't want you to go out with someone else so that he could reciprocate. But that's obviously a big risk and kind of jump for her without knowing
it's,
completely where he's at. So then Katie said, I forget exactly what she said, but something along the lines of like, you know what? Like, you should go have fun. You should, yeah, like, if you're interested in the next person that comes down here, you should be open to it.
Yeah.
Jen Saviano comes
do
down.
What makes you happy.
Yes,
yeah.
yes, amazing. She said, you should do what makes you happy.
So,
and just supported him, which, like, you can't. So
and
then
he,
as
he
Chris,
didn't want to hear that. He said,
yes.
I really wanted her to say, I want you for me.
So here's the thing. This is like textbook bad communication.
Yes.
It's textbook bad communication. It's textbook, I'm scared of making myself vulnerable to you. It's textbook, I'm trying to not give you all the power by being vulnerable.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm trying not to show my full...
I'm trying to not show my...
It's
textbook trying not to get hurt. It's textbook trying to play the game. Not in a playboy way like Blake, but it's textbook trying to play the game to not get hurt and, like, protect yourself.
Which,
like,
ultimately, Katie had the best self-aware line where she said... Because then, obviously, of course, Jen asked Chris out. They go on the date. They have a great time. And Katie's in the confessional crying for, like, the 80th time this season, which we'll get to.
Jesus Christ.
But she said, I self-sabotaged myself in order to protect myself. And that's so killer when you do that move, being like, I'm not going to show my full colors. I'm not going to tell them that I like them even more.
Right.
But then you end up self-sabotaging themselves because you're actually putting them, them farther away.
But that is an indication of... not being ready.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's
but
a total indication.
But then do you think, this is my, like, biggest question, because this happened to me at one point, which I feel like is the only situation where I've never gotten closure. And I always wonder, though, but I feel like in certain situations, do you feel like, though, if you're secure enough that then you will say how you feel?
Yes, I do. I do.
So it can't be completely on yourself of, like, he gave me everything that I needed, and I just still, for some reason, couldn't say that, because I feel like
in
other situations, I have been secure enough to say how I feel.
I don't think it's about being secure in the other person. I think it's about being secure in yourself.
Absolutely.
And how you're feeling.
That's what it's about. It's about being secure in yourself, because it's about being, like, I am ready for this, and I'm ready to give myself and be vulnerable for this person. And, like, if it doesn't work out, I'm ready for this. And if it doesn't work out, I'm going to be okay.
I'm going to find someone who is ready.
And I'm
going
to find someone who is
ready.
And it's not
That's
me.
So true,
it's
actually.
That person.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, it's not me.
It's all about timing.
It's all about timing. And you both have to be at that point. It's very hard, though. Because literally, like think about it, right? You have to fuck up so many relationships before finding the right relationship, and fucking up relationships and being vulnerable every single time, and then, like, having that sort of safety and security ripped away from you, like, it's so hard to then feel comfortable to be vulnerable again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even this past week, I had a super... hard time, like, I had a very hard week at, like, work and, like, with everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, like, I have to keep this in and, like, figure it out. And I kind of, like, stopped communicating with Julie, who's my girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
I stopped communicating with her about it. And, like, I didn't really talk to her about it. And, like, there was maybe one point where I tried, but she was out with a friend, and then when it didn't work, I was like, okay, like, I don't want to bother her, so, like, I won't try this again, and I'll just, like, try and, like, figure this out on my own. And it was horrible. It was terrible, like, having to hold that in and figure it out on my own.
Why didn't you get together with her?
Because we were both super busy.
Okay.
But then we actually went to Boston this past weekend, and, like, I met her parents and all this stuff. But, so...
Julie's from Boston, so we know she's great.
Yeah. So
she's great despite
that. So there's this massive... So on the way
there,
on the way there, when I was on the train on the way there, she was already home. There's, like, this thing where she, like she was supposed to pick me up at the train station, and she texts me when I'm about, like, it's a four-hour train ride. I'm about, like, 3 hours into the train ride, and she's like, hey, my mom really doesn't want me to drive. And I kind of, like, got...
Why?
Well, because her mom just doesn't like... Her mom's scared of driving. Which, like, that's, like...
Yeah,
like,
but her mom wasn't picking you up.
Yeah, but then her mom is, like, very sensitive in terms of, like, her daughter driving and things like that. She's just very... And her mom wanted to go to sleep, and she would have to stay up. It's a whole thing, but, you know, it's, like, people have phobias and they have fears, right? So about, like, with an hour left, she texts me, and she's like, my mom doesn't want me to pick you up. And I kind of cop this attitude, because I've had this incredibly hard week that she doesn't know about.
Right.
But I've had like this horrible, horrible week that is just like weighing on me. And like the only thing that I wanted was to like get picked up with her. Like
to
I'm
share.
Gonna,
yeah,
like,
share
to share, like to hang out with her for like 20 minutes in the car on the way back.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, totally.
And she was like, my mom doesn't want me to do this, so I'm not going to do this. We'll order you an Uber and then like, you'll just come here and like everything will be chill. And I kind of copped this attitude. And then finally I was like, whatever. Again, like not communicating well, right? And then she got really upset because like she was like, dude, like why are you copying this attitude with me? And like started yelling at me, which is like totally understandable on her part. And then she picked me up and the car ride was like,
she did pick me up.
And the car ride was very silent until I was like, yo, you want like we should talk. And then we started talking and she like went off on me, which everything she was saying was super legitimate.
Right.
And like, it's very correct. And then I was like, this doesn't excuse my behavior, but like, let me explain my week. And I explained my week and like, it was just such a weight off my shoulders to be able to share that with her. And like, her response was like super kind and caring and just like lovely. And I wish that I had shared that earlier with her, but like, it's hard. I've gone through
this. I love that you're saying this because you're actually in a relationship too. I feel like a lot of people struggle with a lot of this miscommunication comes, especially at the time, obviously in the beginning where people are like pretending if you're not like that into the person or whatever, and then you hit the certain mark and then it's just like, when are we having the conversation of what we are? And then when are we having the conversation of like meeting the parents and certain things and talking about our past relationship and all that stuff. But I feel like once you enter into the relationship then, and even I, cause I haven't been in a serious relationship in like a hot minute.
Sure.
So I keep thinking this too, that like once I hit that point, it's just going to be smooth sailing. Cause then I'm like, oh,
it's
I have
not,
that security
though.
That, but you just, bring
it's
up a
not.
Perfect point.
What you didn't do, the two of you, was to make time for each other during the busy week.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that would have solved the problem.
But so, you know, she, like, I think she left, when did she, oh, actually, she left on Friday the same time. Like, she left a couple hours before me, I think. But, like, so you're right. I mean, we didn't. But it was, like, a really busy week
Why
for both of us.
Why didn't you leave together and you could have talked on the train?
There was something where, like...
That's what I was thinking.
Where, like, it was... There's something, like, she works from home and it was better for her to, like, leave earlier than it was for me who works from an office and, like, had things to do and, like, all of that. But, like regardless of all that, like, my point of that story is that, like, it's really hard. Like, I don't...
Relationships are very hard.
It's not... Yes, relationships are hard, but it's, like... Like, to have made myself vulnerable in the past to people, and then to, like, have to learn how to do that again and, like, feel okay. Like, it's, you're right, Caroline. It's not just, like, you get into this and it's just, like, smooth sailing.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I've grown a ton from my last relationship. A ton. But, like, and I would like to think that, like, I am better at communicating now, but, like... And I'm sure I am, but also, like, I'm still not great at it. And
well,
I'm,
it's
like,
a work in progress.
It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress. And I think that was also, like, a really nice thing to see of, like, just in general, like, Katie, you're right, like, she was, like, very self-aware. And
yeah.
It was a nice thing to see that. And I think...
But I also actually so appreciated that then when she finally, like, took that time to then realize, why am I so upset about this? What are my feelings towards Chris, etc., and then pulled him aside to say, I really do like you. I think that then he had every right to come back and say, are you just saying this kind of as a defense mechanism right now? Because...
Well, he's not going to analyze her like that.
I mean, he could have said that, but also he was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
He was using the defense mechanism of being like, of instead of being like, hey, I don't want to go on a date with this girl because I want to be dating you, he was putting
the
onus on her.
No, but he said... I've told you repeatedly how I feel about you.
Yeah, which is totally fair.
You know, we don't hear everything they say to each other.
Yeah.
As many times it's off camera.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
So, she is not as ready for a relationship as she thinks she is.
I know.
Because she's not making herself vulnerable and opening herself up. She still has the walls.
Yeah, you're right. Man, there's like, we need to wrap it up. But there's like still some things that I didn't get to that I would like, this could be a quick one.
Hit us.
One question. Are people having sex on this show? What's going on? Where is it happening? What, like all I see is people hanging out by the
talking.
Bar. Is that what's going on? Like,
huge,
are Dylan...
Air quotes around talking from
Anzalea.
Is there an F room? Are Dylan and Hannah G having sex, or are they just like kissing right now? What's going on?
Supposedly, from my extensive research, they really don't until the fantasy suites. But like,
these are not fantasy suites.
That's what I'm saying, though. The fantasy suites will come in a few weeks.
They have fantasy suites on Paradise.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize.
And that's why some couples will break up before. So like, it's basically, do you want to take your relationship to the next level and some people will say, I'm actually like, I don't want to do that.
Right.
And then that's when some couples become more stable.
Right. Yeah.
But then some couples have even admitted that in fantasy suites, they don't even do anything sexually because they've never had time
off camera
they're ready to just talk about everything that they haven't wanted to talk about on camera.
Okay, so then...
That's like in the Bachelor franchise. I don't know in Paradise.
Last question, and then we'll wrap it up after this. And this is one... And Uncle Floyd, you can get on this too. Would you want to meet the person that... All right, so you really like a person, you're like in love with them.
Had this question too.
Would you want to meet the person that they don't want to be with you for? You know what I mean? So like Derek was like, I want to meet that girl, Christian or Christina, whatever her name is.
No.
Christian.
I would not.
Right. No, from Anzalda, Floyd.
Definitely not.
Oh my God. You said you had this situation.
Especially he was crazy about her.
Why the F would I want to
meet that? Hot take, yes.
Why?
You know what?
Yeah.
Why? Oh.
I just don't, I mean, for me, I am a really weird person in that I can be.
Is this a confession?
Oh, yeah, I know. I wish we had like a confessional, legit confessional booth here.
This is it.
No, I definitely, but I do, people do think that I'm weird because like I can be friends with a lot of my exes, but for me, a lot of that love does go towards familial or like a friendly type of love. Or if for whatever reason we didn't work out,
it's not the same. It's not like.
But I've had people that I've been in love with in Derek's instance, would I want to meet them immediately? No.
Yeah.
But with time.
Question. Sure, that's like, can you be friends with them for sure? But like immediately. My answer would be no. It's
no,
like,
if I was Derek, I probably would need to leave immediately. Why would I want to be around that? I would not be
myself.
I
never want to know my ex's new boyfriend.
Well, you know what? That's different. Because I do think it's different in terms of... I think if Demi said, I have a friend and his name is Chris, I don't think he'd want to go meet him. But I think he wanted to
see that she was
a woman. Like, who was she leaving me for?
Because maybe if it was a guy, he would be, like, comparing himself to her.
I don't think he'd want to go meet a guy.
You know, my ex-wife came to the United States, and she wanted to meet with me, and I'd meet her husband and stuff. And I said, that's why they call it divorce.
Right.
It's like,
well, why would you
fuck
want
you.
To, yeah,
fuck
why would,
you.
Why would you want to
you
do
bitch.
That?
You know?
I get it out, Uncle Floyd.
I said...
Yeah, you bitch.
I said...
listen.
I said, invite her over, and I'll say thank you.
No,
well,
I have
to.
True.
No, I don't have to invite her. I have to see her.
Why would you want that, right?
Why would I want
that? No, I'm saying, but in those relationships where you've left it at a place of... I genuinely hope that you're doing well, and if you're on good terms, I can see why there are some people where I'm like... Yeah, I'd be excited to meet that person.
I think
the thing is, if you were dumped, you don't want to have anything to do with that person.
Yeah.
Derek was dumped.
Yeah. Well, he's bigger person than I am.
No, but that's the thing. I think that's the other part about it. Is like,
I think I would want to meet the guy that my boyfriend was leaving me for.
I think,
not the girl.
No, see, this is a really interesting point. How come?
I
would be curious.
I don't want to compare myself and see how she's better than me.
Same deal. Like, you know,
the guy, I can't compete with a guy.
What about in Friends? Ross,
yeah.
Ross's first ex-wife,
Carol.
Yeah, but they have a kid together.
But Ross meets Carol's new wife.
Yeah. Right. Well,
and he hates her, of course.
Right,
but like, he's still like, he's like friendly with her. But yeah, I don't know. You're right. I think maybe I would meet the girl, but maybe not. Like, I wouldn't want to meet the guy, but I'm still suspicious that like, Derek did all the right moves, but that move was a little suspicious to me. Like, Like, do you really want to meet her, man?
It might have been scripted. There's so much of this.
A producer move where they're like, right. We gotta send Derek out with right. the best image yeah. possible.
Well, I mean, how did the girl even get there in the first place? This is all scripted.
Yeah. And now she's conveniently staying with like 3 weeks worth of clothes.
Right. That's a whole nother thing that's fucking up my mind right now. Right. How did that happen? Why are there so many new rules on Bachelor in Paradise?
Zelda had a boyfriend who was accused of murder, murdering his partner.
You don't want to meet him.
I didn't want to meet him. I didn't want to meet him.
You don't want to meet that guy.
On the record.
On the record. I said, if you want him, all right, I'll understand.
He said, I'll, don't worry, I'll go.
No, that guy called up Aunt Zelda one day and was like, he called her Aunt Zelda. He was like, Aunt Zelda, I'd really like to meet your new husband.
Actually, his friend called me and said, would I be a character witness for him in his trial?
I said,
yeah, I'll tell him what a fucking asshole he is. I'll be a character witness.
Did you say that? No, you didn't say that.
His friend called
you. You said he called him a murderer?
No, I said he was a fucking asshole. In the relationship.
Verbatim.
But
in the relationship.
What an insane move to call somebody's ex-girlfriend from years ago to judge for their character. Like, that's a crazy move. That's crazy.
That's the perfect person to call to judge against him.
He knew I was a therapist and that maybe I would... You know,
understand at this
understand
point.
Kind, but also, I don't.
You're still a person.
I am.
You're still
absolutely.
A person. So you have feelings. All right, guys, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Right, we're at 55.
How do we wrap it up?
So we have to ask you.
Caroline. Oh, my God.
Caroline?
Sweet Caroline.
Will you accept this rose?
Only if I'm invited back for a future episode.
Oh, my
definitely,
God.
Definitely.
What? You're holding his
cocky.
Yeah, cocky. Sure,
definitely.
Cuckoo?
It depends what the audience thinks of you.
Yeah.
Okay, audience.
Call Dylan and let him know.
Call Dylan.
This is the longest ad of all time.
Tweet us.
I'm so excited.
Tweet Dylan. And if we get over 100 people advocating for you.
This ad is 30 minutes long.
I live right down the street. I'm so happy to come again.
So you
of course, accept the risk.
Great. Good. All right, guys.
We got 100%.
You can hit us up on Instagram, at Aunt Zelda. You can hit us up on Twitter, at Aunt Zelda. You know the handles.
We'll be in the over 55 communities.
Yep. When do you guys leave for your trip?
Either Tuesday or Wednesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday?
Oh, my God.
Okay, if they leave Wednesday, we will be here Tuesday.
Yeah.
And if not, maybe we'll be here Monday? I don't know. We'll
Monday
see. We'll figure it out.
Are you going to work Monday? Well,
yes.
Okay, bye. We have to welcome
Raph.
Yeah, my brother had a kid. But we can talk about that next week, right?
We can welcome him into the covenant.
All right. Thanks, you guys, for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.